Taking a look at sports from over the weekend. Happy Monday. I'm Ace Sauerwein. Jays cross country in action this last weekend in Bismarck on Saturday at the Anderson-Staven Invitational. And it was a great day for Ben Antow as he finished first with a time of 15:47. It is his first place finish of the season. As a team, the Blue Jays boys cross country team finished second, their highest finish of the year. Gavin Howitt also finished third individually. Chandler Rott finished sixth. The Jays girls cross country team finished fourth overall. Their highest finisher was Julia Scari, who finished 12th. Maddie Orr finished 17th. Jays volleyball with another win on Saturday. They sweep Williston in straight sets 25-10, 25-20, and 25-9. The Jays are now 5-0 overall, and they have won 14 straight sets since dropping their first game of the 2020 season. Jamestown now takes on Century tomorrow evening. That should be a good one. It's the West Region's top two teams voted upon by the coaches, and they'll go at it tomorrow night from Jerry Meyer Arena. 7 o'clock start time. We'll have the coverage for you on Jamestown 107.1. The Jimmy's women's golf team off to a great start at the Jimmy Invitational that kicked off yesterday from the Jamestown Country Club. 4 of the top 6 golfers are Jamestown Jimmy's, including Paige Argent leading the way, who shot an 80 in round 1. Haley Malone is 2nd. Jamie Carlson is 4th. And then in 6th place, it is Izzy Marchino and Faith Justison, tied for 6th. The Jimmy's men's golf team also has the lead after round 1 of the Jimmy Fall Invitational. The top 2 golfers after day 1 of the tournament are Jamestown Jimmy's. Jackson Warner shot a 73. He's leading the way right in front of fellow teammate Tate Olson, who shot a 74. The Jimmy Invitational returns today. Round 2 in action kicks off at 9 a.m. The Minnesota Twins coming off a sweep of the Cleveland Indians, a big one at that, to pull themselves back into the Central Division race. They beat the Indians yesterday 7-5. The Vikings opened up yesterday with a 43-34 loss at home to the division rival Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers with 4 touchdowns. And that's a look at sports.